fantastic.
Ooh. Charlie.
Charlie.
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa.
Ooh. Charlie, you got it. Whee!
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy, the Don and Mike Show.
We send our best wishes to Charlie, who is recovering, and we say Godspeed. We also want to say Godspeed to Don, who earlier today had his hip popped back into place. A delightfully painful experience. Hopefully he will be relaying to you on tomorrow's show. He told me a little bit about what he went through, and it's amazing. It's like right out of Don Geronimo's Civil War surgeon.
He's not recovering with Charlie, though.
No, he is not. He is not in the same hospice. I believe Don is resting comfortably at home.
Good. Thank God for that.
To the best of my knowledge, on his stomach. He'll have all the details about that. Charlie in an unnamed hospice. The prognosis not nearly as good. Thursday, I want to remind you can win a 65-inch big-screen TV and a DVD player, courtesy of TBS Superstation, when we play The Big Lie. Join Drew, Jerry, Tim, and all of your favorite friends Monday through Friday for the nonstop comedy block, 5 days a week, TBS Superstation, the place to be for the biggest lineup of the best comedies on TV. All right, my favorite thing to do.
Yes.
Every time I'm here, I love to do it.
Barking dogs.
We have dogs standing by. Are you ready to keep the tariff?
I'll be counting the barks.
Each dog will have 30 seconds to bark its little barking butt off.
Wow.
And let's get right to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dave in Centerville.
Dave, you have a dog with you?
Yeah, I got a black lab named Taylor.
Taylor, the little black lab. Is Taylor a bit of a barker?
Yeah, she's a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. That's good.
Well said.
Dogs like that normally do real well. You ready to play the bark off for cash?
Yeah.
We're going
to
pay you $1 for every bark, and of course, do not hurt the animals.
No.
That's
I'll
a very important rule. All right, 30 seconds. Is Taylor ready?
Yeah, she's ready.
All right, on the count of three, one, two, three, go. It's a very human-sounding dog you have there, sir.
Yeah.
Taylor sounded like Taylor was a little bit of distress. Taylor okay?
Well, she's about 12 years old with bad hips.
Oh, bad hips, yeah. Well, Don's hip is better today, so I'm glad Taylor's hip is better. Buzz, what was our total?
Well, I couldn't count the ones I couldn't hear when Dave was saying speak, speak, speak.
That's okay.
And I didn't count the whining, so I counted 11 barks.
11 barks
nice
for Taylor.
Four.
Okay?
Four.
All right, Larry, you okay?
Yeah.
All right, you got to hold on the line, all right?
All right.
I'd say the odds are not real good, but we'll see what happens with Taylor and stay on the line. We'll have lovely parting gifts. Or will we not?
We'll see.
Okay, very good. Let's get to our next dog here. This is Derek from Virginia, and you've got a mutt. Are you there, Derek?
Line two, Larry.
Larry.
I think
it's Vi. It's the Svi line,
I know.
Wendell.
Sorry
Jesus
about that.
Jesus Christ.
So this is Larry.
I'm sorry. I'm not really good at reading the German, Wendell.
Hello, Larry.
Larry is here.
So that's Larry. The other guy was Larry. Was Dave. All right. We got the Larry from Virginia, and you've got a Bouvier.
Bouvier de Flandre.
Oh my.
A cattle herding dog from the Netherlands.
Well, excuse me. And what is your dog's name?
His name is Dagen.
Dagen, and is that some sort of she aristocratic name?
Actually, it's German for broadsword.
Really?
Naturally.
All right, well, is your Bouvier Dagen the show? All right, you're going to have 30 seconds to get Dagen the Bouvier to... wow, we've never had an aristocratic dog on this show.
No, I feel like I should be bowing.
You got 30 seconds.
I could just advise Buzz.
Yes?
You're going to hear two different types of barking. Very low barks, which are going to be from a couple of Rottweilers in the living room.
Now, you got to get those out of the way. Hold on.
Too complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated. You got Larry. Yeah, you got it. Like
okay, I'll put the phone right up next to the other dog and
I should be able to make that out.
Now at the end, Larry, we just want to get close to the Bouvier. At the end, when we get everybody barking, we'll have you can let your Rottweilers join in the fray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 30 seconds. We're going to give you 30 seconds, and on the count of three, you ready?
Yes, sir.
One, two, three, go.
Out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
is Dagon. The DBA.
Get out. Get them. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
There it is. That's it for Dagon. Hold on. Larry, you there?
I'm here.
All right, that's good. Buzz, what did you count for Dagon?
We have a clear leader now. Larry and Dagon have 40 barks in 30 seconds.
Wow, 40 barks for your she fancy aristocratic dog.
Well, he's a police dog, actually.
Oh, he's a police dog. That's good. And he's it just sounds a Bouvier de Flanders. He's a French dog.
French police.
Actually, Flemish. So the Belgians claim him and the French claim him.
Same thing. Hold on just a second, okay?
Flemish.
All right, Larry. Flemish.
Give him a lozenge.
Yeah.
I'm feeling Flemish.
Flemish. Let's go to line three.
Derek.
And Derek from, where are you from in Virginia, Derek?
I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia, and tell us all about your dog.
My dog is probably the noisiest thing you've ever want to see. She's a half terrier, half pain in the ass.
Okay, what's your dog's name, Derek?
Her name is Millie.
Millie. All right, we're going to give Millie 30 seconds, and let's see how she does, okay?
Okay, hang on. I got to signal to my wife because she's going to ring the doorbell.
These are good.
I'm a big fan of the doorbell ringing to get the dog going. Okay, you let me know when you're ready, Derek.
I'm ready.
One, two, three, go.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
But he said push it.
Who is it? Who is it?
Do it. Push it.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it? Who is it?
Give it to me.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it? Push it.
Peanut butter.
Who is it?
Push it.
Who is it?
Go.
Who is it?
Push it.
Get him. Who is it?
Push it. Push it, you MF-er.
There it is. All right,
Derek. All right.
Hold on, Derek.
Come on, come on inside. Come here, Millie.
All right, tell Millie to get Millie on your lap or something.
Come here.
Tell Millie to push
it. Come here.
Hey, Derek.
Yes.
What were you asking Millie to do? Push it?
No. I said, who is it?
Oh, who is it?
Yeah. Right.
Who is it? Who is it?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have any peanut butter open right now.
No, I don't.
Okay, that'll be later.
All right, Buzz, what was the total for Derek and Millie?
Derek and Millie now in second place with 35 barks.
35. Hang in there. We're going to have we need you all to come back and sing for us at the end, okay, Derek?
Okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Should have pushed it harder.
All right, that's Derek, and now we're going to go to
Terry on line four.
Terry on line number four. Hello, Terry.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Terry, where are you calling from?
Mobile, Alabama, armpit of the South.
Ah, beautiful Mobile. Someday we'll get down there. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe soon.
Sure. Fantastic. All right, Terry, what's your dog's name?
Speedy Tomato.
You call the dog Speedy Tomato?
Speedy Tomato.
What kind of dog is Speedy Tomato?
He is a Weimaraner.
A what?
A Weimaraner.
Those big, thin gray dogs.
Another guy talking dirty, Rob. Yeah. I tell you, it's driving me crazy. All right, we're going to give you 30 seconds for
it. It is a German dog. Did you tell Rob that?
Yeah, he's very excited. I'm surrounded by Germany today. When I'm reading my little phone screen.
You're not the first one.
No, very good. All right, Terry, we'll give Speedy Tomato 30 seconds on the count of three. You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, dear. We have our first goose egg.
Yeah.
Speedy Tomato not doing a very good job.
Yeah, so much.
You know, I think they're having a little stage fright.
Okay. How much time has he got left, Rob?
Oh, tons. Like 8 seconds.
8 seconds, Terry.
I think I'm going to accept the loss on this one.
Oh, dear. I will. You know.
There they go.
Whoa. Finished strong.
Yeah, with the five.
All right, what did Speedy Tomato finish with, Buzz?
Five barks in the last 3 seconds.
Five barks. Keep Speedy Tomato there. We're going to bring him all back at the end for a curtain call. Okay, Terry?
Okay.
All right, that was Speedy Tomato. Let's go to line number five. I'm going to put him on hold. Line number five is John from Noakesville. Let's say hi to John. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing today?
I'm awesome. I just want to say F that French dog.
Okay. I wish we could give you extra credit for that. For as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
I hear that.
What's your dog's name?
He's Jake.
Jake, and what kind of dog is Jake?
He's a 10-week-old chocolate lab.
Very good. All right, John, we're going to give you 30 seconds for Jake to bark his ass off, all right?
Get it, Jake.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, go!
Come on, Jake. Come on, buddy. Come on, boy. Come on, Jake. Oh, man, he's not barking at all.
Jake, I noticed on. That.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
Come on, Jake.
Come on, Jake, start barking. Start barking. Start barking.
French dog kicked his ass.
Yeah, the French dog did kick his ass.
How much time's he got, Rob?
Tons. Got 8 seconds.
8 seconds.
8 seconds. Man, that's...
Come on, get him going.
Come on, Jake. Come on, start barking, buddy.
One.
That was a cat. I thought I heard.
I know I heard a cat.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
John, what was that? I could have sworn I heard a cat.
I'm holding my cat, and he's barking at her.
What?
Or he was.
Well, Buzz, what do we give? What do we give the Jake the Labrador?
Lab. It's what's for dinner. It's zero for Jake and John.
Oh my God, that would be our first news seg. Now, if you come back for the curtain call, do you think you'll be able to get Jake to give us a bark?
I mean, he was barking earlier.
Yeah,
man.
We'll give you another chance. Hang in there, okay, John?
All right.
And let's go to our final contestant right now. This is Steve in Sacramento, Rob.
Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Sacramento.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, man, now back off, Rob. Steve, how you doing today?
Doing fantastic.
Tell me about your dog.
He is a 3-year-old yellow lab.
Right.
And he's raring to go.
3-year-old yellow lab. We're going to give him 30 seconds. Now, Speedy Tomato and Jake have been enormous disappointments, and we really need one dog to shine here, okay?
We're going
to
finish strong.
All right, this is Steve from Sacramento. 30 seconds for, what's the yellow lab's name?
He's Copper.
Copper?
Copper.
All right, Copper, ready? One, two, three, go!
Doorbell.
How much time's he got left, Rob?
Tons. 8 seconds.
Amazing. What a disappointment.
You know, I really
what a surprise.
High hopes.
I know you did.
I had high hopes for that dog in that city.
16 barks, not so sweet for Stephen
all right,
Copper.
Hold on just a second, all right, Steve?
Yeah,
what an amazing.
Does the dog know how to dance?
I'm going to do the special dance. Well, we had Taylor and Larry and Derek and Terry and John and Steve with all their dogs.
Right.
Buzz, what is the final result in the bark off for cash?
Our second set of contestants, Larry and Dagan, still the leader with 40 barks. In second place, Derek and Millie with 35 barks. In third place, Steve and Copper with 16 barks. In fourth, Dave and Taylor, his black lab, with 11 barks. Terry and Speedy Tomato with 5 barks. And John and Jake bringing up the rear with 0 barks.
That means the winner is Larry and Dagan. Hey, Larry, are you there?
I'm here.
It's amazing that the she aristocratic dog...
The breeding pays off.
Actually pulled it off. Way to go. Good job there, Larry.
Believe it or not, he doesn't really look she.
Let me tell you what you and your dog have won. You can use this with your dog if you want. You've won a year's supply of Viramax for men and women.
Oh,
the dog likes that.
All right.
He likes that. Viramax.
Finally, a good winner.
I tell you, the dog likes that sex stuff. Have great sex more often. Viramax.
You're hearing the chorus now of all the
All right. Well, tell him to hold on for a second while I give you your prizes. Viramax is available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Sopranos prize pack, Larry. Sopranos friend and chef Artie Bucco has compiled some favorite family recipes as well as his own creations in a beautiful cookbook. Including 100 Neapolitan recipes, whatever. And congratulations. Way to go, Larry.
Thank you.
All right, now let's, Rob, do we know how to get all these guys on the line here? Rob's going to put them all on the line, and we're going to get them all to go nuts. And I hope that John and Jake and Terry and Speedy Tomato can get everybody going. All right, hold on. Are you all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Everybody say hi if you're there. All right, on the count of three, we're going to get all of your dogs to bark as loudly. One, two, three, go! Wow. You're listening to a WJFK salesman. The Don and Mike Legal Offices.
Who is it?
There you go. Push it.
Give yourselves all a round of applause.
Very nice.
Way to go, people.
Good girl.
And I think we might have prizes for everybody, but I'll have to check because I'm not the boss. Okay, guys?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for playing the game. Everybody hold on, okay? There we go. Congratulations to everybody. Who would have thunk it, Rob? The fancy chi-chi foo-foo dog actually won.
Wow. The French. Give it to the French.
The French and Sacramento in one wonderful radio
what a cocktail.
Break. Well, that's it for that.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Cat lover.
Me. He made it up.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz. Buzz, what do you have for us this evening?
Tonight, while the world worries about war, D.C. worries about a sniper, we'll have the latest on both.
All right. Thank you, Buzz. And do we have that little tape you play, Rob?
I do indeed. Would you like that tape?
Yes, please.
At this time.
Now, stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. That was very...
professional?
Nice job.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
We got Buzz's news coming up. Buzz, I have just this personal business I want to take care of.
Well, then do so.
This call concerns me a little bit. You can't hook TiVo into. That's all it says. Joe had to screen that one. is this Kobe?
Yeah, that's me.
Kobe, what can I hook TiVo into?
Only thing for... Did you get TiVo Series 2, or do you have one with a TV tuner built?
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
ass. I don't know.
The new Series 2 TiVo, and if you read in the manual, it says you can't hook a high-definition signal to it because, plus...
Well, no, I'm not going to put it on my high def.
Okay, I'm fine.
That's it, Buzz.
I'll settle. And
sorry about that personal
your
business.
Your paid professional will handle that.
That's true.
Yeah, my idiot man.
And so far, high def really hasn't been a factor at your house.
Idiot man. Coming over to help the idiot man.
Hi, idiot man.
Buzz's News is sponsored by... Viramax, sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Viramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now with news, here's Buzz Burbank.
Well, the governor of Maryland says the sniper who's terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area is a coward. He says the killer should surrender, but he also says one way or another the killer will be caught. The reward for information leading to the arrest of the sniper is now nearly $250,000. Some of that money coming as far away as Montana.
Yeah, I heard about that today where the governor called up and some private citizen donated $50,000.
Right.
Catch the effer.
Thank you. Hopefully this will help. Right. It is now a federal case. You were asking about that earlier. Thanks to a commitment from Attorney General John Ashcroft and locally nearly 200 investigators from various jurisdictions are on the case. Now, the expert profile of the sniper is that it's a man, probably white, in his 20s or 30s. And that he may have learned his marksmanship in the military. They say he's probably been long fascinated with hunting and shooting. They say he's angry, apparently, at everybody. But they say he's also slow and methodical about what he does.
Now, I want to ask you a question about this, because they were talking to Chief Moose.
Right.
I do love saying that.
Yes.
They were talking to Chief Moose today, and what's interesting is they've obviously released the profile.
Right.
And today he was talking about the fact that they weren't necessarily going to release the profile of this guy. So they made a decision. Is this a conscious decision to... release the profile to the public so that we know the type of person to look for. He was making the comment that they would narrow it, that it would be narrowed too much, and that they would eliminate other people. You know, that's why I'm interested about that.
Yeah, and they did a geographical profile as well, judging from the locations of the shootings to try to figure out maybe where the guy lived.
It's weird because they said the guy was saying today, if you say it's somebody in their 20s, you say it's a white male, you immediately are going to put in the mind of the public this perception that it's a certain guy, it's going to cause tunnel vision, and now they've released a profile that it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's important to point out that it may not be this at all. This is just a guess, really, an educated guess based on past cases done by professional the profilers that you hear about. Now, because he's only struck on weekdays, the theory is he's a family man, maybe with kids of his own. He's been compared to a number of well-known serial killers. Experts say he could also be a rogue terrorist, like whoever was behind the anthrax attacks. Again, though, somebody who's mad at everybody, mad at the world.
But just one more time, I guess, I mean, because they want that information out. What is the profile? They expect it to be, a white male in his 20s or 30s?
It could be something completely different, but the profile that fits is a white guy in his 20s or 30s, ex-military, fascinated with shooting, angry at the world, maybe a family man, And obviously, apparently, not obviously, but apparently from the area where most of the shootings have taken place in Maryland.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
So there it is. Other notes on the shootings, other updates. Police are now wondering if the sniping started before last Wednesday. They're now looking into a shooting on September 14th that was not fatal. That would bring the count to 6 killings and 3 woundings, but authorities are looking at shootings over the past several years now as well.
No kidding.
A doctor says yesterday's 13-year-old victim is making steady progress, that he is expected to survive, still in critical but stable condition.
You know, man, that's the best news out of all this. I mean, you know, the fact that he picked a kid and the kid's going to hopefully pull through this.
Yeah.
And it's a credit, I think, even without, you know, knowing the details, it's a pretty much of a credit to that aunt that drove the kid to the hospital immediately and got the kid medical attention when he needed it.
And to the doctors, because both the boys, his lungs were damaged. He lost part of his stomach and other organs in the surgery because they were damaged and had to be repaired.
Catch the effort. Those are words of encouragement. I'm not impatient, but I'm saying catch the guy.
Do it.
By the way, the woman who was wounded in Virginia last Friday is now out of the hospital. Police, by the way, and you may have heard about this, so here's an update on it. Police did use a warrant to search a home near the latest shooting last night. Although they found several weapons in this home they searched, they said they did not find the kind of rifle that's been used in the recent shooting. So that may or may not be it. It sounds like probably
now,
not.
For those of you around the country, that you know, we're in a state here. Don explained it yesterday that we've got we've got Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia.
Right.
It is a it is a three region area that we have here, and that's why we're a little freaked out, because this guy has covered so much square mileage by, Spotsylvania, which is down in, almost in Southern Virginia.
Right.
It's down off of 95.
Central,
and then you've
Virginia.
Got, around D.C. and Maryland. He's covered a pretty wide area, and I think that's why we're all freaking out. This is a national story, but it is top of mind for people here in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. So, the USA Today was on the front page this morning, and they had a map that showed the distribution of the hits.
Mm-hmm.
It is frightening. He's covering a lot of land.
Very strange, and it makes everybody feel uneasy.
Spreading out. Now, the other topic. The head of the CIA says that if Saddam Hussein believes that a U.S. attack on him is inevitable, he'll probably resort to terrorism. CIA Chief George Tenet says this just as Congress is debating whether to give the president the okay to wage war on Iraq.
Bring it.
Or, as one lawmaker
puts it... Bring it, a-hole. Now I'm mad. Now go ahead. Go ahead. Drop it on him.
One lawmaker says it's probably the most difficult decision we will ever face, although it does appear that they will give the president what he's asking for.
Well, you're hearing more and more people say that, this guy has got all the stuff they say he's got.
Right.
And, the thing is, you hear the debate about this, and you hear the fact that, we don't want to rush into something, and, the European countries are saying that we're wrong to do this.
Right.
But then you realize what this guy's track record is. And even if you take some weapons away, and he might not have certain weapons, the fact is this guy is very bad for the area, for the region, and he's a psycho.
Yeah.
And, if we get rid of him, the world will be a better place.
The lawmakers have also heard from the president, who's saying essentially, if we're in it, we'll win it. And they've heard from Secretary of State Colin Powell, who says he needs strong support from Congress in order to get strong support from the rest of the world. That's another fairly universal feeling, is that we need that support, whether it's readily available or not. The Senate started talking today about giving the president war powers on Monday. The House took up that subject today. Some guys in the Navy, meanwhile, have been using government credit cards to hire hookers and strippers, buy jewelry, get cash, gamble, and go to baseball and basketball games.
Hello, beautiful.
Congressional investigators discovered the multi-million-dollar spending spree. They say the lower-paid enlisted personnel, guys making under $27,000 a year.
I used it to buy a hooker there, sir.
Did most of the charging.
Sir, gave a hooker, come to the barracks, sir.
Sir,
with a vibrator, sir.
Sir.
This latest $200,000 in fraud found just months after investigators found another $200,000 missing earlier this year. The Pentagon says it's now closed. It's hard to imagine there were this many open...
Navy. Air Force, Marines.
What a great place. That's a great place to start.
Hey, they're putting their asses on the line. Yeah, what's a hooker once in a while?
Sure, three hookers on an air carrier.
They should make hookers available to the military.
Yes, they should.
They shouldn't be in those little cheesy places off the base. They should be right there in the barracks. Bring them in once per week.
Pick up two at the PX.
I'm sure a lot of military people, the enlisted men right now at boot camp, bring the hookers in.
Sure.
Hey, you've had a tough week, crawling through mud, bring in the hookers. Yeah,
mud.
Go for it.
We don't know how many charge card accounts are still open. The Pentagon says it has just closed 400,000 charge card accounts.
Really?
So we have no idea how many are still open. They just closed, just flipped a switch and closed 400,000 accounts.
You mean without knowing who was doing this?
Well, they were inactive. These were inactive accounts, but those were some of the accounts that were being abused.
So explain this to me again. You got the enlisted guys that, like, steal credit card accounts.
Yeah, they have government credit cards available to them, and they've been misusing them, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
400,000 cards? It's like my wife is there.
Party.
Party. Party.
Meanwhile, Americans just keep getting fatter.
Yes.
That's not true. Not me, Buzz.
The latest report says nearly one out of three of us is obese.
I was in the drive-thru window today.
Uh-huh.
I heard a siren again. No, that was yesterday's show. But I was there again today.
Well,
I don't cook for myself, Buzz.
I know. I understand.
Should.
As they used to say in the fifth dimension, we eat all them meals on round buns. That's me. That's me. That's like about a reference. That's a reference that's like 30 years ago. I'm sorry. My sincere apologies. You remember that, though. You remember
yes,
the fifth dimension.
Yes, I was around. Yes, I do.
They talked about that at one of their live shows. You know, well, eat all those meals on them round buns.
Up
I always loved that. You know, that meant burgers, of course.
The best thing about the fifth dimension was the fat guy who looked like Burlesque.
Yeah, wonderful guy.
I loved him.
Great guy.
Round buns.
Hate to clean that suit after a show.
Though. Oh, up and away.
Especially in the summertime.
So now, by latest account, the number of obese people, twice as many as 20 years ago. That's 59 million obese people in this country.
Hey, how are you?
The number of obese children.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
That number's tripled for kids.
Yeah.
The study's from the National Center for Health Statistics is in the latest AMA journal.
I'm starving. God, it's almost the end of the show, Buzz. I am so hungry.
I understand.
Thank you.
Somebody stole...
What are you having for dinner tonight, Buzz?
You know, I have no idea.
Really, you don't know yet?
No, crow, I think.
Your wife make you some crow?
Oh!
Hey! Well, what a window... What a window into the life of Buzz Burbank that we just got there. What do you have? Rob always knows what he's having here. Rob, what is dinner tonight?
You know, I'm guessing it's hot dogs.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, but that's a winner in my house.
Lisa, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Whatever I make, baby.
Oh, there you go. Good for you. Me too. I haven't decided yet. I think I'm just going to have a big tub of butter.
That'll be good.
With a spoon. Yeah, yeah. And maybe some Jimmy's on it.
I was going to say you could get a loaf of Italian bread and warm it nice. And
oh, does that sound good?
Just a little lemon juice.
Sorry, Buzz. Go ahead.
That's quite all right.
Wait, turn on Lisa's microphone. She wants to say something about
dinner. I'll have you over for dinner one day.
Oh, thank you very
someday.
Much. That's nice. That's right. Before or after the Playboy shoot?
Or perhaps during.
Jackie Burbank with the news.
Somebody stole $4,000 from the David Letterman show, and it looks like an inside job.
My, oh my.
How else would the thief know the location of the hidden camera so he or she could cover the lens?
It's Alan Coulter.
It happened Sunday afternoon in an office of one of Letterman's assistants.
We're taking a call about that. Hold on a second.
See who it is.
Phone is ringing.
Yeah, hold on. Let me grab that. I don't know who's calling right now. Hello?
Hey, buddy. It's your old pal Dave.
Yeah.
I wonder if you would take a request.
What's that?
Sure. Yeah. Go into real estate. Oh, man.
That has nothing to do with the news story you were just reading. I
Here's
understand.
Radio 156, headline news.
You know, every time Buzz starts again, that phone will ring again. It always happens.
I guess it's
go ahead.
Buzz of humor. All right.
Go ahead.
What do Ralphie from The Sopranos and Raymond...
Hold on a second.
I'll have to hold that thought because the phone
apologize.
Is ringing.
You
want to get that, Mike?
Yeah, let me get that. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, pal, it's Dave Letterman.
Yeah.
I've got an important bulletin for you.
What's that?
I'm quitting my TV show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Buzz, we have to break.
All right, then.
We will be back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Jackie Fine.
Yeah.
Sexpert Jackie Fine.
Fine.
She was, too.
Yeah, she was.
Oh.
No question.
She smelled good.
Beautiful woman.
www.justaskjackie.com and jackiefine.com. And she's available for personal consultations.
Yeah.
Books, seminars.
Personal.
Newsletters. And sexual enhancement products. Well, you can also call 800-874-6685. Also, thank Neil Mantz, the creator and executive producer of Beg, Borrow, and Deal. Mm-hmm. That is tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Tonight, Eastern Time on ESPN. And,
of course,
the newest addition to the WJFK family.
How about this?
Bill O'Reilly.
He
will be starting Monday, the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly right here on WJFK in Washington. And that'll be on from noon till 2 Eastern Time.
Very good.
Thanks to all of them. And Don, I hope your hip feels better. Don will be back with the details of his torturous encounter with doctors today.
I can't wait.
And he'll have all that for you tomorrow. Now let's wrap it up with Buzz Burbank.
So what do Ralphie from The Sopranos and Raymond's Patricia Heaton have in common? They're both backpedaling. On Letterman last week, Heaton referred to a very famous actress who's on the cover of a big fashion magazine. Michelle Pfeiffer is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. Heaton said the actress lied when she denied she's had plastic surgery.
Bitch!
Pfeiffer was furious.
What is Patty Heaton dissing Michelle Pfeiffer for? Patty Heaton isn't even in the same stratosphere.
Yeah, but you've fallen into the trap. She's selling a book.
She's written a book.
They're talking about it.
Yeah, right. Written a book talking about women actresses having plastic surgery.
Have, Rob. I'm in the trap.
I'm down here
in the Patty Heaton trap.
We have a little cat fight here. Pfeiffer was furious about this. Heaton,
My money's on Michelle.
Heaton then came back and said she was joking, that her remarks were completely fabricated, completely fictional.
I bet.
And then Patricia Heaton says she also apologized to Michelle Pfeiffer. So, like Ralphie on The Sopranos, why do you apologize if you didn't say that?
You never apologize.
Exactly.
I tell you right now, don't apologize. What did I tell you to do, Ralphie?
Patricia should have talked to Tony.
Don't apologize and kill, John?
Pfeiffer's people say she has...
that wife.
Ginny Sack.
Pfeiffer's people say that she's accepted Patricia Heaton's apology, but takes the remarks seriously. And
Patty Heaton's got a 90-pound mole in her ass.
Not just as a joke.
Right.
Could the Disney Corporation actually lose the rights to the image of Mickey Mouse? Yes. It was the first Monday in October this week. The Supreme Court's back in session. One of the cases being taken up by the court is a case involving the earliest drawings of Mickey Mouse. An internet publisher is challenging a 1998 law that extends copyright protection by 20 years.
Why don't you admit it?
Cultural works.
Why don't you admit it? Why are you being so bashful and objective when the fact of the matter is those were your doodles, Buzz, weren't they?
Those were my drawings. Yes.
Elston.
Buzz doodled Mickey Mouse, then gave them to Walt.
Yeah, he got
both when they were in college together.
I don't like to brag.
Right.
Under the law, movies, plays, books, and music are protected for 70 years after an author's death or 95 years if they're created by a corporation.
It hasn't run out yet for you, Buzz.
No, not at all.
Steamboat Elston.
Hey, he just doodled that little mouse.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, here's something Rob can sell. An Ohio evangelist is in hot water for selling miracle water. It's a miracle nobody's died drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Officials say the water is from his well at the Healing Waters Cathedral and that it's contaminated with a kind of bacteria that's found...
It's what?
It's contaminated with a kind of bacteria that's found in human and animal waste.
Yeah.
They told him... Yeah.
There he is now.
It'll cause this. And then you'll cry out someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
They've told him to stop bottling the stuff till he kills the bacteria and gets a business license.
That's what they tell us every day on this show. Kill the bacteria.
Somebody did, in fact, get sick drinking the water, but authorities, that's how they found out about it.
Okay.
In sports, the Minnesota Twins and the Anaheim Angels opening the American League Championship Series tonight in Minnesota.
Go Twins.
Here's your NFL injury update. The Chicago Bears say left guard Rex Tucker's out for the season because of a broken leg, and wide receiver David Terrell will miss some time with a broken foot. The New York Jets are replacing cornerback Jamie Henderson on injured reserve. A dislocated shoulder has injured his season.
And the Sea Dogs have picked up Deuce Staley for the playoff run.
And scored their first win.
Could be a big change in our rules.
Yeah,
stay tuned.
Yeah, because of a whiner. We'll find out. We have to get, we have to get the man back tomorrow to find out what's happening.
Yeah.
All right.
And finally, file this under overkill. A 26-year-old Wisconsin man didn't buy the shampoo when he discovered he had head lice. He just doused a towel with rubbing alcohol, put it on his head, and waited for the chemical to do its magic. While he was waiting, he lighted a cigarette.
Oh, no.
Doctors say they think he'll survive.
You love those.
I kind of do. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you very much. You bet. Thank you, Buzz. Wow. Kind of love those stories, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, I do.
Man, oh, man. Hey, seriously, thanks to Lisa and to Rob. Did a great job today. And Joe, not really. But thanks, you guys really kicked butt. Helped me out here when I was solo flying. Dom will be back tomorrow with the details on all of his hip stuff. And I hope he is not in too much. Not that kind of hip,
groovy.
Man.
Yeah.
Groovy, whatever. I got to get out of here. I want to thank Rob. Did a great job today.
Thank
Lisa,
you,
good job today. And Buzz, thank you very much. Good
thank
day
you,
to
Mike.
You, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And to you, good day.
Can you be kind, Rob?
Nope.
No, you cannot. Toodaloo. I get to say ass.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.